Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Plaza Hotel reservations, may I help you?
Howdy, Jim. This is Peter McAllister, the father.
Yes, sir.
I'd like a hotel room, please.
Yes.
With an extra large bed, a TV, and one of those little refrigerators you have to open with a key.
Yes, sir. You'll need a major credit card upon check-in.
Credit card? You got it.
What's up, so?
Good morning.
That's what gets you fired up.
That gets me fired up.
It's the father. Credit card, no problem.
Bruins keep the puck in. Far point, yeah. Carlo shoots the puck, and they score! Throw him if you got him. That's a hat trick for David Pastrnak. The tip out in front. He's got a trio of goals tonight. 6-1 Bruins.
Knock, knock.
All right, so those are the things that were on TV last night.
Wow.
You were either watching the Bruins
or Home Alone.
Or Home Alone 2. That's what you had going on. I've watched that Home Alone 2 movie now in the last 3 weeks, probably 5 times.
My kids, we're watching it last night. And then the kids start yelling, Trump! Trump! You totally forget Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, in the lobby.
Where's the
lobby
restroom?
Scene?
Oh, down there.
Yeah.
Totally forgot.
Yeah.
Man.
So that's what you got? Opening thought here today? Home Alone 2.
Bruins roll last night. And did the Pastrnak thing. So he's got 23 goals in the first 24 games.
It's pretty good, right?
He is on pace to match. The only guy that has been better was Mario Lemieux back in 1992 when I was in Pittsburgh. Watching that when I was a Penguins fan. That's when Lemieux and Jágr were hot in Pittsburgh. You got to go all the way back to early 90s till you had that type of start. Obviously, he's not going to keep that pace up, right?
Right.
There's no chance. But enjoy it, man. Enjoy it now.
Whoa.
Oh, it's going to be one of those days.
Hey, now.
What, are you letting your son run the board?
8-1. Eight goals. That's enough. That's enough goals. That's
it's too many.
So the Bruins are in good shape. Bruins off to a good start. And Home Alone 2 was on last night. And could anything be better?
No.
Could anything
be better?
Where's Hardy? Did he lose him?
He's having a nice conversation out there.
I'm sure Hardy was very into that Bruins game last night.
Well, he and Tom. Yeah, he's our
T-Bone.
They're sort of our Bruins resident.
Very big
experts.
Bruins guy. You got any thoughts you want to share on the Bruins today? You got anything you want to give the people, the masses?
Tom, you weren't doing anything last night. We had anything on the Bruins?
No.
Team is good.
Okay. Team's good.
Team's good.
I got a text from Brian Daboll, offense coordinator of Buffalo Bills just now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so what's up, Z? Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, man, what's up? How much are you going to eat tomorrow? He goes, oh, my God, I'm so effing huge right now. He goes, we'll be getting ready for them Ravens, though. Forgot. Ravens are heading up there in a couple weeks. That's going to be a good one.
What game are we looking forward to tomorrow on Thanksgiving?
I actually always like watching the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. You know, more so, and I know Hardy's a Detroit guy, so he loves the Lions, and there's people like, for me, as a kid, and you're sitting there in Grandma's basement, when we would go over for Thanksgiving dinner, it would be appointment viewing on the, I don't want to say the tube TV, but yeah, the big console tube TV, you know, like a piece of furniture right there. Grandpa would turn it on, and you would have Pat Summerall and John Madden on the TV, and they would be talking about the Thanksgiving Day game with, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, back to the 90s, you know. Again, to what we talked about yesterday, if you're young and you you were into sports. The Patriots weren't very good. You became a Cowboy fan. I think, you know, me being a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, we're still sort of, you know, you always liked and appreciated the Dallas Cowboys. Going back to Roger Staubach, and of course this was Aikman in that. But I'm anxious to watch Cowboys, see how they
respond. That's the game tomorrow.
Short week. To me,
4:30. Bills Cowboys. That is the game tomorrow. Yep. Are you for or against replacing the Lions and Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day?
No, I am not. That's a staple. That's Americana. That's like saying, let's do Thanksgiving a week early on a Saturday and not say Happy Thanksgiving. That's how bad that is.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
You cannot move
those
staples.
You know what I mean? I am for is eliminating a night one. The hell we need three games for on,
yeah, that,
on Thursday.
That's the
I pass out
Thanksgiving
game.
Night game has not worked out.
It has not. I've actually broadcasted that game. It was a butt fumble game. That was the Mark Sanchez butt fumble Thanksgiving night.
I think it adds absolutely nothing
10 years
to
ago.
The schedule.
Ugh.
Of football watching.
Awful. They kicked us out of our hotel that day because they oversold it for the Thanksgiving Day parade that
yes.
took place in New York City.
Yes.
We had to sit in a ballroom, the entire traveling staff, on chairs and watch games on a TV,
but
waiting for the night game.
By the time you get to that night game, even if it's a good game, you're just not into it. You've had a busy day. You've eaten too much.
Your day's done by then.
You're tired.
Yeah. You're football.
You're tired because you haven't done anything all day. And one of those types of tireds.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, look at me. I am a football guy. I am footballed out by that point.
It's a bad idea.
Like, there's a lot of people locally. Like, we'll go to the KP Franklin game. They play every Thanksgiving. It's kind of cool. Get your hot cup of cocoa. Get your Dunkin' Donuts cup. Go to your game. Get your turkey going. Kind of sets the tone for the day. Football. High school football, turkey, and then you have the big Dallas Cowboy game at 4:30. That's the big one.
Yeah, Bears-Lions starts at 12:30.
Yeah, Bears-Lions.
And the over-under on that game is currently 38.
Mitch Trubisky.
38 is the
Lions are down to Jeff Driscoll at quarterback.
Yeah.
And he's hurt. They tried to sign Josh Johnson. Remember him?
The quarterback? Yeah. XFL
prevented. XFL said no.
XFL said no.
We're not letting you sign him.
Why don't they sign Kaepernick?
Oh, Patricia?
Available. They went and looked. They were down there for the for the workout.
One of Kaepernick's receivers got a workout with the Browns. Good for him. One of those kids that did the workout. Browns worked him out. Kaepernick can't get one. I find it funny.
I think there's a case to be made there. Sign him up.
Yeah, give him a look. Put him in uniform. Give him three plays.
You know what I also think for him? I know it's still been a story, and by the way, 617-779-0985, all the stuff from the week, including the Lamar Jackson stuff from yesterday. If a team does sign Kaepernick, not this season, but for next season,
yeah,
couldn't you see them putting in, to sort of play off our conversation yesterday about the style of attack of the Ravens offense, couldn't you see a team putting in like a package of plays for him?
Yes. Yeah, you would have to. Yeah.
And using him? But not as your starting quarterback, but using him as a quarterback who's got the ability to run.
You know what?
He's dual threat. He can use his legs and he can throw the football if you simplify things for him.
I want to advance this a little bit too.
Couldn't you see a team that's like, hey, we're gonna bring this guy in. We're gonna use him like 10 plays a game.
I've heard this.
Snaps a game is what we're gonna do. We have a plan for this. We're gonna use him. We're gonna do things with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to use him to our advantage. He'd have to be willing to do it, which is, again, always a question with this player.
Just gets him on a team. Doesn't he want to play, right? That's part of this. Step number one is getting on a team and putting a uniform on.
And I don't know that it would necessarily qualify as a gimmick because it would be real. It would be because you think you could use him to improve your offense. I was thinking about this yesterday. I don't know why. Because he's just, compared to some of the bozos they got playing quarterback in this league, he's got some ability, some talent that could go to use somewhere in a package of plays. That's all. And Detroit, bring him in right now. Driscoll or Kaepernick, what makes that game more interesting tomorrow?
Kaepernick.
Hey, thank you. It'd be far more interesting.
Controversy.
I'd be ready to watch at 12:30.
I care less about this, Driscoll.
Nobody cares about him.
Whether or not you're rooting for Kaepernick or rooting against him, it's both. You would fan watch or you would hate watch.
Yeah, no matter what it is.
Yeah, get him.
Or right.
Do well. Kill him.
Throw a touchdown.
Get him.
Die. Yeah. You know, it could be either one of the two.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, whatever you're rooting for.
Right. First of all, I'd like to thank the HVAC person that showed up during Toucher and Rich and attempted to fix our issues here, but he was not allowed to go on our roof. Some HVAC people are trying to take it into their own hands to help us here.
They are?
And we do appreciate that.
Is that right?
We've gotten several emails.
Did they come right into the building?
Came right in, went through the front door, tried to get up there and take a look at it, but we don't work with them, so can't really do that. But thank you for trying. We appreciate people.
That is awesome.
Yep. Thank you.
I'm glad they showed up.
People are concerned.
I'm disappointed that we couldn't let them work.
Right.
One person emailed us and said it's not safe here.
Right.
And that we need to evacuate.
Right. So we'll just hire somebody.
Artie, what do you think of that? Should we evacuate?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
We're going to take an additional intern. We're going to just have him sit downstairs and wait for that package to arrive. You know, since we've been waiting on this part.
The part.
It's an elusive part, whatever the hell it is.
I like the name.
Very elusive.
You know what? I kind of like the actual name of that part.
What is it?
I mean, if it's easy to acquire, like locally, maybe that part.
Oh, you want the name of the part. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you.
Maybe the part is on delay shipment.
You want the name of the part to put it out to the people and say, tell us, is this really hard to get or not?
Delay shipment.
Is that what you want to do?
Delay shipment.
Because you could.
Because when it comes, you got to pay for it.
You can do stuff. I've done that before. You've, instead of, you know, you figure out what's wrong with the appliance, like, that's a part.
Ooh,
you figure it out.
Right.
You call a place. You
computer,
might have to
grand,
call a few places set, that right. will sell like retail to you. You go to a, you know, like a part supplier and buy the part. Go and fix it. Fix the, you know, get the part.
Yes.
Put in the new part. Mm.
Yes. There are supply houses for all kinds of, for all the trades.
Right.
Yeah, right. Plumbing supply house, electric
side
supply
door,
house.
You got a desk there. You
right.
walk in.
You got Home Depot down there, Quincy. Buy it.
No. I'm talking about a supply house. And then you go in, and then you, and if that guy doesn't have it, he knows six guys who do.
Right?
He's like, I don't have it in, but let me call Fred over the next town over and get him
on it. Seriously, because I am
one.
How did you? I am I'm doing a reads for this new company, Rova HQ.
Yeah?
So Rover.
What are they?
They are delivery service. They guarantee delivery within a day, and you track it on your phone. It's almost like Uber.
That's nice.
So if you have a part, we find this part. All I got to do is go to Rover HQ. I find the nearest
driver.
Send
them over.
I bang on it. I sit there and I watch my phone. I track it on its way to 83 Morrissey Boulevard right here, 55 Morrissey Boulevard.
It feels like it's going to be a bad one here today, just on the initial.
I think we need to prop that door.
And leave it open all day. There's no one in the office, right?
He's here.
No, I saw salespeople this morning.
Oh, no, I got
12:30 is early dismissal. 12:30.
Rover HQ will get
closes at 12:30. So 12:30, that door stays open the rest of the
day. Jimmy, go downstairs. Give me one of them people that know what they're talking about. In the corner. I need a part number and what it is.
Part number and a name?
Yeah. Go get Dennis. I want Dennis.
Well, is today the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, is today the day to like research and try and get one on the road?
Oh, our people are good.
Live people showing up here.
I mean, when you got HVAC guys showing up here this morning, ready to work.
We didn't ask them.
And we turned them away.
Did it out of their good heart.
That doesn't seem like a good idea.
The spirit of giving, right?
Appreciate the hell out of those guys who showed up, though.
Love them.
Trying to do work.
Love people. Just going out of the way to help others.
That's a Thanksgiving spirit right there. 617-779.
I threw a couple bucks in the Salvation Army can today.
Oh, what a charitable man you are.
Look at you.
Look at you.
You know something? No,
I left the store, and I heard a little bell ringing. And I'm moving, and then something said stop. Stop and turn around and reach in your pocket. And I did.
What a guy.
No, I'm going to back Zoe up on something. He and I have both done something in the past. I think you did it last year.
I did it.
It's a great thing to do. He does something charitable that he gets zero credit for.
We're going to tell you
so
about
let's
it.
Not
gonna,
give him the credit now.
No, not on air.
I'm not giving him the credit now, but we'll tell you about
it,
too.
We're going to tell you about it off air.
I already know about it.
And you're never going
to feel... I already know about it.
You're going to feel so good about it.
Yeah, seriously, it's a great thing to do.
All right, we'll get to your calls coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're going to make our picks later this hour. It's a short week. Bert Breer is with us today. Bill Belichick today. Kyle Van Noy today.
Wow.
Brad Stevens today.
Wow.
Busy Wednesday here for the day before Thanksgiving.
Louth kid's here today.
That's right.
Little Louth.
Little Louth is here.
Hey, what is he? James Louth the fifth?
Man,
the fourth.
Fourth. Kid's got an arm, though, doesn't he, Hardy?
Put him on TV.
Kid's got a rocket.
I don't want to play catch with me. He throws it too hard.
Get out of the way, Louth. I want to see the kid.
I tell
he's laying on the floor.
He's got to take a little something off.
Stretch
of
it out.
When
getting
he
loose.
It to me.
Is he on the floor? There he is. Stop picking your nose. You're on TV.
Put your tongue back
to
in
the
your
people.
Mouth.
Wave to the people.
Stop licking the window. Wait. Hi.
It's like going into CVS.
Yep. The checkout line at Target.
He doesn't get the delay thing. He's like, no, I'm not on TV. He's looking at the TV.
Does he know he's in the midst of a veteran?
Self-checkout at the Home Depot.
Isn't that weird? You're like, why do I need to see my face?
Hey, did
yes, I know I'm on recording. I don't need to know that.
Did he meet the veteran yet?
I need the reminding every once
do
in a
you?
While.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't walk out with a power drill that you didn't pay for? 617-779-0985. Mike is in the car on Thanksgiving games.
Hey.
Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? You guys are on fire. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mike.
I feel good about the holiday this year.
Yeah, man.
Strong to quite strong this year.
I felt crappy about Thanksgiving last year. This year is going to be a good one. No, that meter, that thing's popping right now.
Yes, indeed. I was just, what you were saying, Joe, about the Thanksgiving staples, like, I learned football from watching the Cowboys. I mean, I was a young boy coming in, from, you know, growing up in New England. Obviously, my team wasn't that good. So a lot of the times on Thanksgiving, you know, you learn watching the 49ers, Detroit, unfortunately, Detroit. So I just think it's a staple just to touch on that. Kind of like Sosie and Zoe. If I'm riding down the street, I don't want to hear anyone else talking about the damn game.
I appreciate that. But
just on the Kaepernick situation, I think the game is evolving towards his skill set, and it's still not letting him in. So I just think it's a bigger picture. Obviously, we know that. So even with Kaepernick in Detroit, this has been a year of the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
There's been all type of opportunities for him that, you know, guys that manipulate the pocket, can push the pocket, create plays outside of the pocket. They're just not trying to let him in. So that's a dead issue. It's over for him.
I mean, if you get to this point where Driscoll's out and you're going after a guy like Johnson that the XFL won't even allow you to talk to because they have his rights. This is like a good chance for him to go in there and actually get a workout and see, you know what, can we get out there and function with this kid? Not say, hey, we want him to be the next guy. But I could see that type of opportunity existing for him. And I wouldn't have a problem with that. For him to sit there and think that someone's going to choose him to compete for a starting job and have a team himself, he's crazy. That's not the plan anymore for him. And here's another thing with the way the league is trending and if this is going to create more opportunities, the Lamar Jackson thing. I don't think he's as fast and slithery as Jackson. He's big and strong and he's physical, but I don't know if he even can run like he did 4 years ago. So I think the fact that one of his receivers got a workout from the Browns is a good thing. Like, at least he gave five receivers exposure that they would have never had if this workout didn't take place. So I don't know if the Browns will sign him, but at least he got a workout from him.
Eddie's in Canton. Eddie, what are you, riding a motorcycle? What is that?
Yeah, I'm mowing the lawn, basically picking up some leaves.
Oh, okay. All right.
I love the show. I love the show. I love Zoe.
But
one of the key questions I have is, why don't the Patriots sign Kaepernick? And I'll tell you why.
No!
They could use him to
Where?
Practice for the Ravens, right? The Patriots. They
okay.
could use him to practice. And also, if you really think about it, they signed, you know, Antonio Brown. And you know who they had on the roster? There's a guy called, you know, Scott Zolak, right?
Well, no, that roster's like 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah, 25 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So they can still use him to practice against the Ravens. So
Jacoby
you're
Myers,
right.
Jacoby
I just don't
Myers
think he wants to do it.
Jacoby Myers is a former quarterback. Do you think he is as fast?
Did he play in college?
Yeah. No, he went to college. He went to NC State as a quarterback and moved the receiver.
You know, how much did he play?
Yeah, Brissett beat him out.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me this. How much did he play quarterback at all at the college level, though, before the switch?
No, but at least he knows how to hold the ball and throw and can function under center.
I think he like had one season as I don't think he played, but like one season in the quarterback room.
All right, well,
he got recruited as a quarterback. But bottom line is, is he slower than Kaepernick? Can Kaepernick come in here and emulate Jackson more so?
Did they use Jacoby Myers that week?
I think they used a multitude of guys that week.
They should use
it. Whoever they used, it didn't work. You need somebody even faster than...
I think somebody reported they just used Stidham all week.
That's what I...
That's the kid.
I thought they just used
the
Stidham.
That.
I know I heard somebody say that.
I remember when there was a guy that could run and move, we used to use Troy. You know, they've done it with other guys too. So can't do it with Edelman. Edelman's a starter. You got to look at guys that don't really play or are young or on the practice squad or are receivers. Guys that can move, guys that are shifty, guys that are fast. That's how you emulate the same type of speed. Obviously, they're not going to be able to throw the ball the way he does. But at least they can move around in the pocket and give you the moves he has.
Dave's in Beverly. Dave.
Yo.
Hey.
What up?
What up?
Hey, listen. Quick thing about those late games on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I had a weird experience. I went out with friends out to California to spend Thanksgiving with them. And the thing is, the time change is way different. So at 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm getting ready to get dressed and go over to their house. There's already a game on. We sit down for Thanksgiving dinner at their house around 2 o'clock. And on TV, the second game is already in like the third quarter. So it's weird because then we get done eating and I'm ready, like, okay, let's go plop on the couch and, you know, watch some football and wait for dessert to come around. The games are already over. It blows out there. And I wonder if they're doing that late game on Thanksgiving now, because that way people on the West Coast, when they get dinner, you know, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever, there's a game to watch.
Probably. You're probably right, Dave. And you know what I say to that? Yeah. I don't care. I don't care about the West Coast. What do we care about the West Coast? The sports world is set on the East Coast. That is focused on the East Coast. That matters.
I can't stand the West Coast.
Get out of here with your West Coast stuff.
Like, what do they even do out there?
I don't know, but you get to start watching the games at 10 a.m. out
so
there.
They're so far behind the times. Like, we're so far
Which is a huge bonus, if you ask me. I think that's awesome.
Nothing better getting up at 9, 9:30, having football on right away.
Eggs and football.
It's the one time a year I'd be able to watch the Lions, guaranteed, 9:30 on Thanksgiving Thanksgiving morning. It's great. But in terms of the rest of the games and how late they end up going, I understand it too, of course. Makes sense. The second largest market in the country is out there. They do have to keep that in mind when they're scheduling
stuff. They're a crappy sports market. They got two teams that can't even really support either one. Not worried about L.A. Get lost. Like, we care about L.A. We care about Boston, New York, Philadelphia.
America.
Those are the places we care about. And Chicago can get in there, too. They're not far behind.
Texas, too.
You know?
Big state. You gotta eat, man. Get all the cattle down there.
I don't care about L.A. Yeah. They don't care about sports out there.
They care about
it's not center to their existence.
Eating tofu
like it is here.
Yeah. Smoking weed.
What is this? Is this Zoes? What is your name? What is this?
Hey, what's up, Beetle?
Yeah. What's your name?
It's Zoz.
Zoz. Okay. Zoz and Walpole.
Kneel before Zoz.
What's up, Zoz?
First of all, I got to say, Hardy, I've been listening to you since the BCN days, baby. Nice. You were the best. You're still the king.
Thanks, buddy.
King.
I remember you crossing over with Adam 12. I remember all that stuff. Good times.
Excellent. Thank you.
I got to talk with Zoe. I told the guy I wanted to talk football, but I really want to talk home. I want to talk Home Alone. Zoe.
Yeah.
Home Alone 2 stinks. It stinks.
What? No. It's one of the best sequels out
Come
there,
on.
Please. Tell me why it stinks.
I'll tell you why. It's a good sequel. The first one is an all-time classic. But if you watch the second one, Kevin McAllister, by the end of it, with the old pigeon lady there, he becomes like Yoda. Like, dude, listen to him talk. He's like, old you are. I don't know. I can't do Yoda. But
you see father.
Many pigeons you have. But dude, he's like an 8-year-old, 90-year-old. Like,
he's slowing down a recorder so he could trick the plaza into letting him stay there.
Saying that's a bad sequel is a bad take.
That's a bad take on his day.
Don't bring
his day down.
Say that movie stinks. That movie does not stink.
It's a great movie.
Does not stink.
What's the name of the toy shop? What's his name? He gives it to the boys and
the
girls.
The old guy gives it to the hospital every year.
What class?
What is his name? We cannot go to headlines until we know this. Duncan's. Duncan's Toy Chest.
You're going to take just for your donation, I'm going to give you the turtle dove. And what you do is you take one turtle dove.
Headlines here.
That other turtle dove.
The picks. Special. The Prime Weekly picks are next. It's Bert Breer joining us at 10:50.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's time now for the football card, known as Prime Weekly Picks, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Westwood, a proud member of Prime Motor Group's Westwood Collection on the Auto Mile. Visit mbwestwood.com.
Nice.
I'm in a cold streak, friends.
I know. I need to get hot here.
Last week.
I'll go first. I think the Raiders got exposed.
Go ahead. We didn't do well last week, by the way. We missed on that Packers pick.
And 3-2, over 500.
Well, but yeah, were we really truly 3-2 in the sense that you and I picked the same game and we made two different bets?
Yes, we made five picks and we won three of them.
Hardy was right. He had the Jets plus +3 and a blowout win over the Raiders.
Right.
Jim had the Browns covering against the Dolphins, and that worked out. And Tom had Notre Dame against Boston College, and Notre Dame kicked the snot out of Boston College. So it all worked out on those three picks. Zoe and I were incorrect, and I started off the year on a great hot streak. I had six of the first 8 weeks, and now I've either pushed or lost for a month straight. Having issues. I'm having issues. So go ahead, Zoe. You're excited.
Okay.
You've got a pick.
I think the Raiders are on their way down. They are favorite. They are getting 10 points against the Kansas City Chiefs. I will take the Chiefs to cover that 10 against the Oakland Raiders, the future Vegas Raiders. Ha ha.
Zoe's eating potato chips.
Yeah.
If you
are you sure?
Couldn't notice that already.
Hardy found the most amazing potato chip.
The most amazing.
Well, that Lay's. There was a bag in the kitchen of Lay's grilled cheese and tomato soup flavored potato chips.
Like if you took a sandwich and dipped it in tomato soup, they've turned it into a potato chip, and it is delightful.
It is.
It's a good one.
Hardy, you have something you'd like to get to?
Lions Thanksgiving. Love it. At home, of course.
Who's the quarterback?
Don't worry about it.
Driscoll.
They're playing the Bears.
If Driscoll can't go, David Blough will play.
He blows. David Blough.
B-L-O-U-G-H.
Bounce back week for the Lions.
He doesn't blow that bad. He's a blow as bad as Trubisky.
Shut up. They suffered a humiliating loss to the lowly Redskins. They bounce back at home. Thanksgiving tomorrow. Take the Lions. As a matter of fact, you can take those 3 points and put them right in your hoo-hoo. Don't even need them, but we'll take them anyway. Lions plus +3.
Put them where?
Right.
Money lines plus +160.
Even better. Lions money line. That's my bet tomorrow.
How are we feeling about the Cowboys? I'm going to take this Cowboys game. How do we feel about the Cowboys? Jimmy, you got any insight on the Cowboys game?
How do we feel?
You want
feel?
A chance to redeem yourself?
He likes the Cowboys.
I do too.
And he's white hot lately.
I do like the Cowboys tomorrow. To cover the 6.5. It's a big one. It's a big one. Buffalo on the road on Thanksgiving. Short week on the road. Never a good thing. Thanksgiving in Dallas. I'm taking the boys on a comeback, bounce back type of day after having such a lousy day here in New England offensively. Cowboys minus 6.5.
I'm going back to the Arizona Cardinals over underlines.
These picks.
Oh, Rams Cardinals over under is 47.5. I think that goes way over.
No way.
47.5. Rams offense is not going to stay down forever. You think the Cardinals defense is going to stop them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Rams go up big. Kyler Murray comes back for a backdoor over cover.
What's the number again?
47.5.
I like it, Jim. Way to go.
Zoe, have you picked yet?
I did.
I think it's just
me. I took the Raiders.
Oh, that's right.
Raiders T-bone? Losing to the Chiefs.
Just okay. Me. I'm actually coming off my first win streak of the year. Two in a row.
God.
All right.
Zoe, I got the same record as you. So
what's that kid doing in the background? What's he working on?
And like Beetle, I like a bounce back this week. The Packers at New York Giants, minus 6.5.
Packers, minus 6.5.
At Giants?
I like that. It's a good pick.
Yep.
That's the one pick I like here. And I think they're a fraud team, but the Giants suck.
I'm red hot right now. Two in a row. Red hot.
What was the line on the Raiders game that Zoe picked?
10.
So it's
10.
So you get the Raiders plus 10?
10.
Okay. No. He's got the Chiefs minus 10.
Oh, you got the Chiefs minus 10.
Chiefs minus 10.
Sorry.
Chiefs are going to roll. They're due. They're due to explode.
So we've got five picks here.
Chiefs and New England are due for a big offensive day.
Jim is 10-2 on the year, by the way.
Wow. Jim should move to Vegas.
I don't bet any of these games with my own money because I'll lose if I do.
Zoe, Hardy, T-Bone, all 5-7. I'm 6-5-1. So Zoe's got KC minus 10. I've got the Cowboys minus 6.5. Hardy with the Lions plus 3.5.
Whoa. I put money line down.
Yeah,
no?
Money line.
Oh, money line.
Money line.
Oh. That'll increase the odds a lot.
Okay. Money line. Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Are we talking to RJ today?
No.
Good.
Good.
Because I don't want to talk to him.
All right. So instead of
Lions straight up, the over in the Rams Arizona game, which is at 47, and the Packers minus 6.5 against the Giants. As the bankroll boys say, fade or follow.
Well, the Hardy taking money line versus just straight up is a $100 difference in our
if
we win.
Wow. All right, Hardy.
Big.
Go Lions.
Big day.
Those are your Prime weekly picks brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Westwood, a proud member of Prime Motor Group's Westwood Collection on the Auto Mile. Visit mbwestwood.com.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. The lines tomorrow for tomorrow's games. We told you the Buffalo game is 6.5. The Saints are 7-point favorites against the Falcons. And that line, even though we're not betting it this way, is 3.5 in the early game. Bears and Lions. The Bears, a small favorite in a battle of two bad football
teams. That's going to be a really good game.
Two bad teams. Can't wait for that one.
I might not let my kid watch that game. It's going to be so bad. Like, you don't want to watch it.
Brody, close your eyes.
Close your eyes. You want to see bad football.
Bert Breer, the MMQB, is standing by. He's going to be in studio with us. We'll talk more football with him next. I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hello? Oh, yeah. It's working, Charlie. Thank you. Charlie, I fixed it.
Somebody hang on.
Oh.
If only the air conditioning could be fixed as easily as your headphone jack, you'd be in business. I know what you're doing here, Jim. I know exactly what you're doing here.
You gonna settle a beef?
Yeah.
Let's get the Yahoo.
We're going to do that. Bert Breer, the MMQB, is in studio, and he's brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union. Has your bank changed? Then change where you bank. At Rockland Federal Credit Union, we have the account for you.
Oh.
They provide their members with quality, convenient, and friendly service. Visit rfcu.com today to find a location near you. So, Mr. Bert Breer, who's now in studio at our Town Fair Tire Studios.
Yep.
And Zoe had a tweet beef, it appeared.
Yeah, he was defending the honor of Heather Dinich, I think, from ESPN.
Not really. Could care less who she is.
I think she actually went to Maryland.
Well, you were doing the we's and the us's and
I didn't do the like that actually. Yeah, I've done that before, but no, I actually didn't do it on this tweet. Yeah. I didn't do it on this tweet.
You're talking SEC bias for a couple weeks now. Remember, Jim?
There is
remember
SEC.
Remember the whole Texas thing? Well, Texas beat LSU, beat Texas. Now it's a big win now because they're trying to
Hardy help. Was the one that started that. That wasn't me.
Oh, what did
I just
start?
Jumped on. I jumped on the pile. But with the college football rankings, you were the one, like, you kind of, like, got me going on that a couple weeks ago with Ohio State dropping in the poll and then Texas
that was,
arbitrarily moving up to make LSU's win look
bad. Really that wasn't me doing it. That was everybody. That was a conversation. Yeah.
In this particular tweet, Zoe must have been waiting for me because I didn't use we in this one. Well, I think I called them they.
Your tweet was, because they were more dominant and complete in beating Penn State than LSU was in beating Alabama? You said they. You said, I don't really care that much until the final ranking, but people seem more upset about Ohio State leapfrogging LSU than they were about LSU leapfrogging Ohio State.
They should have leapfrogged them.
And you were retweeting at CFB Heather.
Heather Dinich, yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't have anything against her, but like, it's just...
retweeted you.
Yeah.
We don't need it. I don't care about your beef with the college football.
Shut up, Bert.
I care about you and Zoe. You quoted the tweet with a retweet, Zoe, and you said, go to bed. You're noting college and you didn't play. It's cute, but go to bed.
It's cute.
What is noting? What does noting mean?
It's a misprint.
And what did you mean to say?
When you said not noting, did you mean not
in college?
Yes.
Okay. You're not, you're not in college, okay, not and in you college. Didn't play is
but,
what he meant
but
to
your
say.
Your little
there.
Rooting thing is cute.
Okay. You then replied, "You're right, so much crazier to be loyal to a place I have an actual connection to than to be that way to a bunch of guys that happen to be collecting a paycheck close to where I live." I'm assuming you're referring to the New England Patriots.
Which I responded with, huh?
No, he did play for the Patriots. I'm not like he has an actual connection to him.
It still didn't
but it's
make
like
sense.
No. But your paycheck. audience like
he was there.
Somehow
it's not to do with the Patriots.
Somehow it's okay for the audience, like everybody around here, to be crazy about the Patriots, but it's not okay for me to root for my school.
So now all of a sudden,
I've got a stronger connection to my school.
Is the New England Patriots.
I've got a tangible connection.
I went to Maryland.
So I root for my high school, too.
So I root for my high school in Maryland, too.
So what's the difference?
What the hell's New England Patriots got to do with it?
What's the difference? But you're calling me out for rooting for a college team. Like, so what's the difference between rooting for a college team
and
rooting for a pro team?
I'm distracting a little wheeze in us as an us. And
but there was no we or us in there.
We should be in the playoffs.
He didn't say that.
I know where it's headed.
You want to know what the root of this problem is?
Yes.
Once again, it all comes back to Zoe on Twitter. Yep. Going out of your way to pick fights with people, shooting your mouth off.
I can appreciate that part of it. I actually can appreciate that part of it. I like
people
to sit
him
down stuff.
About a month ago.
I don't mind fighting on Twitter.
Hardy had to have a talk with him.
Far be it for me to criticize anybody for that.
Hardy gave Zoe a talk.
Like the talk?
Right. Like the
Twitter talk.
Like the Twitter talk.
Yeah.
Listen, man.
see, we have digital people here.
I'm coming
we
to you for your own good.
The Twitter, it's social media to our digital people. Let them handle it. That's what we're gonna do.
Hey man, I'm just trying to do good here.
That makes no sense. What are you even talking about?
Now he's taking a dig at somebody else.
There it is. It's his need to always be talking smack. Yeah.
But I tell you what it is, this is one of the redeeming qualities about Zoe is that he admits it comes from a place of like unbelievable insecurity.
I wish I was top four.
But he says,
if Maryland was a tough war, I'd be so obnoxious.
I told him, I said,
you'd be wearing the sweatshirt.
I don't believe it.
I said to him once, I'm like, are you so insecure? He goes, I'm very insecure. So you admit to that part of it.
Not really. I just like to be liked. That's all.
Okay. Give it a name. Semantics.
Yeah. Yes.
The problem is, Zoe, once again, Twitter. How many of your issues with people or institutions out of the last 5 years have resulted from something you posted on Twitter, whether it's been at work, colleague, coworker, something?
Well, nothing here. Work.
Really?
Yeah.
Shaughnessy?
I didn't work here.
Yep.
He's on the show once a week.
He's a reporter.
Oh, well, did it not come from Twitter?
We buried that, though. Yeah.
Stuff with clients?
Yeah,
Twitter?
Yeah. No, not clients.
Yes,
love my clients.
I feel like I'm like just a vehicle for an intervention.
I like how he says my clients.
Yeah.
As opposed to all of the station's clients.
It's Twitter.
I would never mess up my clients.
Yet you you did it on Twitter.
the beer thing. When I was at a party. That got taken out of context.
It's Twitter.
You hand me a beer, I'm going to hold the beer. What do you want me to do?
If you eliminated Twitter, so many of your problems would go away.
That's a good point.
But you're home, you're bored. You're half in the wrapper, and you just start. You just start searching for stuff.
I was just a. I didn't realize that I was just a vehicle for an intervention.
Well, we wanted to settle the beef because I feel like we're in this.
Stop
position
me when
again.
I'm wrong.
I think we're good.
Are you guys good?
Yeah, we're good. I think so. I don't know. All right, we're good.
But I feel like this was a worthwhile discussion. Tom,
I don't think it did any good.
Was it Tom or was it Jim who texted last night?
Jim,
this needs to be settled.
Jim.
Yeah, Zoe played for the Patriots and collected a paycheck for the team while he was in uniform.
Enabler number three in his life.
But
That's as much of a connection as two wrongs don't make a right.
Bert was the second wrong.
Enabler.
Bert did get arrested for his university.
I took a rubber bullet.
No,
for
but
the Buckeyes.
You can make the case that Zoe has
body.
A connection to the team.
In your
that is undeniable.
Body.
I was standing
direct
up for the
connection.
Student body that night.
Played for the team.
Zoe's anger
time.
Was directed at Bert.
Spent
Bert's anger was directed
cell.
At Patriots fans.
Zoe's digital
That's
content.
True.
Zoe's digital content on a Zoe cam, over 120,000 views posted on that from that
I would argue, though.
That's digital content.
That's a redirect. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Yep.
your
support,
it was
all about digital today.
Your support of the Patriots is admirable, and I think you're right to do it, and it all makes sense. However, I would argue that somebody's loyalty to their school, and you see that more often than somebody who has loyalty to a team that they once played for, because, yeah, you paid me to be loyal to that team while I was there. I didn't choose that place.
Right.
They chose me. They paid me to be there. You see it with athletes all the time.
Yeah.
They leave a team. They're like, I don't care anything about that team. I don't play for them anymore.
That's right.
But that school is a place that presumably.
But on the bye week, they're at that school on the field.
Right.
Like, yeah.
But, I mean, presumably you chose to go to that school. You played there for free. Or you just went there and didn't get paid anything. You just love that team for the real love of it. So that type of support and that type of allegiance, I think you see more often and is, I don't have a problem with it. Yeah. I do have a problem with the inclusive pronouns, but he didn't do that last night. He didn't say
I've done it before.
Did you know on Saturday
night.
Morning he was tweeting out beat Penn State? Like, let's go. What a big OU thing.
Like you do the same thing with the Patriots, don't you? Like the LFG and the
I played there and got paid from them. Yeah.
It's not okay if your audience does it. Everyone out there listening, it's not okay if you do it. Only Zoe can do it, right?
But here's the thing, Zoe, are you a Patriot?
Did you get a ring?
I'm a radio host.
Okay.
Did you get a ring this year?
Yeah.
Are you a turtle or a terrapin or whatever the hell they are?
Yeah, I am a turtle.
See? And Bert's a Buckeye. I'm a Spartan. Beetle's a Minuteman.
Sorry.
And
you're a Minuteman.
When you're talking about your school, place that you went, you still are. The we and the our and all that stuff. It's okay.
It's okay.
It is.
It is okay.
I don't do it, but I still think it's okay.
The problem is he knows they're number one and he just rubs it in everybody's face.
See, but that was what you were waiting for.
I can't wait for that. 2 and 8 years.
You were waiting for that last night, though.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
Sitting there waiting, and you did it. Took the bait.
I did. I can't help myself.
Woo. Good job.
Glad we could settle that, boys.
Let's get into Watson and Lamar Jackson.
Okay. We'll talk NFL with Bert Breer after headlines in 90
good.
Seconds.
That was pretty good. Now I'm ready to go.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.